Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, you got to watch about categorizing Christians, right? Just because you grew up in one camp, there's a great big body of Christ. And if you're born again, you're born again. If we're all born again, we got the same Father. And we got the same big brother, Jesus. And when you get to heaven, they're not going to ask you for your credentials to show you which part of heaven your group goes to. Phyllis and I experienced some, what would you call it? Prejudice? A while back in an area, I guess I should have expected it. I preached on it recently. But we had some folks that wouldn't sell us some clothes because I preached prosperity. They said, no, we can't sell them to you. So I guess prejudice exists in all kind of places. But Phyllis said something really good. Of course, you know, he told that to my wife. He said she was trying to buy something from me. And he said, no, can't sell that to you. Why? Because your husband preaches prosperity, abundance. But I thought she had the best response. She said, there's a reason why he came across us. We're going to pray for him. Is that right? God's going to get a hold of him. How many think it's a better testimony if he gets enlightened? Absolutely. But, you know, you can get huffy about any kind of little thing. What do you mean you can't sell it to me, my kind? What do you mean? But see, that's strife. And that's being a baby. That's being a baby. Because when you grow up, you don't just see things through how it affects your pride. You see through the eyes of love. And with a whole lot of folks, you just need to say, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they're saying, what they're talking about. Be like the master. Somebody say, I'm growing up. I'm growing up. I'm developing. Hallelujah. What does that mean when you grow up? No strife. No envying. No division. It's just love. Faith. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Glory to God. And it's freedom. Ain't no fun being mad all the time. Ain't no fun going around with a chip on your shoulder. Because you start looking for it, you're going to start seeing it even when it's not there. You go, what are you looking at? And it could have been that flower behind you. Right? Could have had nothing to do with you, but you will get to seeing stuff that's not even there. And whatever you judge somebody else that they're doing, you will wind up doing. That's the scripture says that. Judge and you'll be judged. It's just a lot more fun. Walk in love. Mercy. Sow mercy, reap mercy. Sow grace, reap grace. Sow kindness and reap kindness. Let's keep going. One says, I'm of Paul. Another says, I'm of Apollos. He said, you're carnal. Carnal. Who's Paul? Talking about himself. Who's Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Keep going. I have planted. Planted what? The incorruptible seed of the Word of God. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Hallelujah. Say it out loud. Planted. Watered. Increase. Verse 7. So then neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters. No, he said, don't make a big deal out of me and Apollos. And you don't have to pick. You know, another place he said, all, talking about the same thing. He said, whether it's me or Apollos or Peter or whoever, all are yours. You don't have to pick between one and the other. You can just say, they're all mine. You don't have to have a favorite preacher. They're all yours. You don't have to have a favorite group of the things of God or ministry. They're all yours. Neither is he that plants anything and he that waters, but God gives the increase. Verse 8, now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry and you are God's building. Let me read this to you from other translations. In the Moffat's translation, verse 6, I did the planting, Apollos did the watering, but it was God who made the seed grow. In verse 8, he said, the planter and waterer are on the same level. That's interesting, isn't it? The planter and the waterer are on the same level, and each will get his own wage for the special work he's done. We work together in God's service. You are God's field to be planted. Said out loud, I am God's field, to be planted. What does he plant in you? Seed. His words are his seeds. The Amplified says, verse 8, Amplified, he who plants and he who waters are equal. And one thing I saw last night about this is the watering is just as important as the planting. If it never gets planted, there's not going to be any harvest. It can get planted, but if it never gets watered, same thing. No results. So the watering is just as important as the planting. We can't just hear something one time and nod our head and have a great harvest, supernatural harvest of that word in our life. You got to keep hearing it and getting it watered. And you got to think about it and talk about it. Keep it in front of you. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Right, incline your ear to it. Why? So it can get watered. Now, the first time you ever heard it, it was planted. The next time you heard about it, it was being watered. And it needs to continue to be watered until it produces everything that word's supposed to produce. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Say it out loud, I am. God's garden.
God's
garden. Hallelujah. Yeah. His seed grows good in me.
Yes, sir.
But see, you can receive or reject his seed. Many reject it. Hold your place. Go with me over to the book of Acts. Well, I'm either planning or watering. Dryness is not of God. A lot of times people feel so dry because they are. And that means nothing's working because it's got to be watered for the seed to be activated and go into its developing and growing modes. And not just any preaching and teaching will water. And if you're needing a harvest in an area, you need the seed in that area. And you need to be watered in that area. Faith for finances is not the same as faith for healing. Neither of those is the same as faith for protection or faith for being led in wisdom. They work the same way, but you can be well watered in one area and parched and dry in another. That's why pastors are not supposed to speak on exactly the same subject all the time. We have different areas, different things. Now, if you're a traveling minister or specialize in one area, then you can. You're at different places at different times. But just like in the natural, you need a variety of things in your diet. And so, being watered, you can tell it inside. Just like if your skin gets too dry, you can tell it. And if you got some really good, high quality lotion, you can tell that too. Your skin goes, ah, that helps there, man. That's good. But your spirit's that way. Sadly, a lot of people's spirits are withered to just frailty, and they have no strength. What you want to be is God's well-watered garden by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. Where your roots are not just getting some moisture, but when the tree is planted by the rivers of water, your root actually can get on into the stream. So you just got an unlimited supply. Hallelujah. And so you're moist and your leaves are green and your branches are full and green and strong. And when a plant's that way, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and reaching out higher and farther and thicker. And the fruit, oh, the fruit is big and luscious. And when it comes to its full cycle, what does it produce? A bunch more seed. Hallelujah. When the Word is working so fully in you and you're getting results, you begin to be the plant that is spewing out seeds into other people. They're hearing about and seeing what God has done in you, and then you're speaking the seeds of that, and it winds up getting planted in their heart. And the same thing God did for you winds up happening again. One kernel of wheat has the potential of eventually covering a continent and feeding nations. Does it? Given enough time and the right circumstances? Well, that's corruptible seed we're talking about there.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.